Today is Wednesday, May 13th. I'm Megan Lynch. Missouri's new congressional map survived several court challenges, though the fight isn't over.
The Missouri Supreme Court has upheld the state legislature's new congressional voting boundaries. The High Court heard three lawsuits Tuesday that argued the 2025 congressional districts are not compact like the law requires. The other one attempted to suspend the new map until voters could decide if they support it. The new map aims to give Republicans another seat in Congress. From the Missouri Supreme Court in Jefferson City, Alisa Nelson, MissouriNet.
We'll have an analysis of that ruling with KMOX legal analyst Brad Young coming up on the show at 8:41. The St. Louis County Ethics Committee has revealed evidence they say shows County Executive Sam Page was paid for his work as an anesthesiologist. Councilman Mike Archer says documents provided by SSM and the Department of Social Service shows Page worked 85 days since 2022 and was paid for this work.
There's two figures. There's that $600 figure and then the reimbursement for his dues and subscriptions, that $1,228. So yeah, he was paid.
Page maintains he was not paid and says the committee doesn't understand what it's looking at.
We're struggling with understanding medical billing, where a responsible physician is reported by name but isn't paid.
The committee voted unanimously to recommend the full council refer the evidence to the attorney general and prosecuting attorney. The full council voted the same with one nay vote. It'll be up to the AG whether to pursue Page's removal from office after the council vote.
Moving on to the report of the county executive.
Good evening.
Page gave his customary update and then left early to attend a town hall meeting. Mayor Kara Spencer pushing back hard against the city's state-appointed police board.
Spencer says the board's demand for nearly $68 million more in city funding is, quote, clearly an intentional attempt to squeeze the city dry of every last penny, end quote. She calls the board's claim that city reserves and Rams settlement money should count toward general revenue and thus the police budget, quote, absurd, warning it would force layoffs and service cuts. Spencer was also questioning whether the lawsuit was legally authorized, saying the closed-door meeting where commissioners voted to sue was improper. Properly called by the board's attorney in violation of the bylaws. A spokesman for the police department said in an email, quote, the executive session was held in compliance with the board's bylaws, end quote. Michael Calhoun, KMOX News.
Back to St. Louis County, where officials say they're beginning to shape regulations around data centers. Do they plan to introduce a moratorium in the meantime?
I posed that question after St. Louis City opted not to implement one, and a data center at the famous bar warehouse near the Armory was approved before those regulations were put in place. Here's County Executive Sam Page.
You know, I'm not really worried about banning a conversation about data centers because it's not in front of us. It's hypothetical.
County Executive Page says they have not had anybody express interest in building a data center in unincorporated St. Louis County where their regulations would cover. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Missouri continues its crackdown on illegal gaming. State Attorney General Catherine Hanaway says law enforcement seized 35 video slot machines and nearly $60,000 in Boone, Dallas, Jefferson, and Miller counties.
Gross, you know, in the overall take, we believe it's a $1 billion industry. It's unregulated, untaxed, and it's a cash industry where there are likely to be other crimes hidden beneath the surface.
The raid included several gas stations and bars. St. Louis garbage trucks getting a major technology upgrade. Truck drivers will soon have tablets follow their trash routes. The tablets will be mounted inside of the garage trucks, allowing drivers to view them hands-free. Refuse Commissioner Randy Breitenfeld says the move was more than necessary.
Yeah, we've been living in the Stone Age forever. That's why I said enough's enough. We got to do something different.
Breitenfeld says drivers have been using printed paper routes for years. The hands-free tablets will provide drivers a safer, more modernized performance. From the KMOX business desk, United for Storm Recovery, a new initiative from the United Way of Greater St. Louis, will help residents still struggling to recover from last year's May 16th tornado. About $1 million will be earmarked for ongoing and emerging needs. The Urban League getting $100,000 for its recovery center, 314 Oasis, and Westside Missionary Baptist Church will each get $50,000 for their resiliency centers. Home Sweet Home getting $100,000 to help families get beds and other essential home items.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.